Peter Eldridge writes about the Remembrance Parade. As I write, the parade is still some 11 weeks away, and sadly I have no definitive information on what sort of parade Benson will be able to hold, or whether it will indeed be safe on the day to hold such a parade. The parade is now the responsibility of Benson Parish Council, and for their first year running the parade, it could not be more difficult. In order to retain the experience of previous British Legion parade organisers, the Parish Council has formed a major events working group on which a parish councillor, local British Legion branch members and a member of the public have been co-opted to help complete the administration. I am one of the British Legion members on the working group and will continue to produce the admin letter and documentation for the parade road closures ready for the parish clerk to submit to SODC. Both of these local authorities will have their own take on whether the situation during the first week of November will enable the parade to go ahead. Hopefully they will agree that preparation for a parade can be made, including the necessary road closures, as these must be submitted 4 weeks prior. My view is that it is easy to cancel the parade at any point, but impossible to plan it once the four-week period before the parade is passed. I will have the opportunity to update you before Sunday the 8th of November. If the current government rules are still in place, there will be a wreath-laying ceremony at Sunnyside. Please note that I have been allocated stocks of wreaths ready for sale to provide for any event Benson ends up having. On a personal note, I would like to thank Benson Parish Council for deciding to take responsibility for the Benson Remembrance Parade so that it can continue into the future.